It's interesting when it gets to the pasuk of Halli Nafshias Hashem. So the Yisod V'Sherish Avoda tells us when we say those words, stop. Just stop for a minute and reflect on them. Because Halali is a command. We are commanding our soul to praise Hashem. And therefore, we should say that. Say that with a bit of passion, with a bit of feeling. We move on though. I will praise Hashem whilst I live. I'll make music to Hashem, to my God, while I exist. It's almost like that pasuk that we say, Ashir el Hashem b'chaya, azamra lelakai ba'oidi. Say it in Baruch Hinafshi. So what is this? Hallelah Hashem b'chaya. I'll praise Hashem while I live. We make a commitment to praise Hashem before it's too late. Because what do we say in Hallel? Lo hameisim yehallelu ka v'lo ka yardi duma. The dead will not praise Hashem, nor those who descend into silence. In fact, Shai Navi says, how the living shall thank you. So what is this? Rav Hirsch says there's a difference between Chaim and Oidi. B'chaya and Ba'oidi. Chaim is life with a full utilization of one's strength or faculties. Oid is your being, which goes on even when your manifestations of strength have waned. So in connection with the former, of Chaim, we become aware of Hashem in his nature as of Hashem, the one who is ready at all times to grant you life. In the latter, it's Elokai, the force who directs our own fate, of whose nearest we become aware in every situation at every time, even when life's tough and our lot is sad. Hallel is the full expression, words of song of the recognition of Hashem as he's revealed in mighty acts. Zamaru, a Zamra, that's the expression in the tones of the music, in the melody, in the perceptions of emotions, which are still in the process of developing to the stage where they're going to form articulate thoughts. And therefore, it's like this. This is Rav Hirsch's Mahalach, and there are others we all see. And it's huge. I'll proclaim Hashem in terms of the demonstrations of his greatness through his mighty acts as long as I live. That is, as long as I myself can give active, vigorous expression to my being. Or, I will proclaim Hashem through my life, that my life's endeavors themselves should be acts revealing the greatness of Hashem. If I subject all my desires and all my achievements to the will of Hashem, and I permit them to be shaped by Him, for whom I've received every bit of strength and ability I possess for such an achievement, then every demonstration of my strength and every one of my activities, both great and small, will in itself be a demonstration of the rule and power of Hashem. And if life is tough and adverse fate has thrown me back from a vigorous and active state to a state of more mere inner existence and precarious survival, then the tones to which my feelings give rise should be dedicated to Hashem, whose nearness enables me to persevere and survive. So whatever state you're in life, whether you're healthy or whether you're not, it's either Hallelah Hashem B'chayai or Azamra Lelekai B'Oidi.